Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big 12 Nation? A lot to talk about today. Texas Longhorns preview. Sorry for so many ums, but I'm just excited. If you get my little corny joke. All right, Texas Longhorns, let's get to business, man. Charlie Strong, obviously ESPN, the pundits of ESPN have picked Texas to be the Big 12 champions, which is silly. Putting pressure on Charlie Strong that he doesn't need. I think they'll be better. I give them 9-3 this year. Oklahoma Sooners will probably win it. They're always tough. And then there's always that one team in the Big 12 that we don't expect to do well, that'll start out 8-0 and then give people problems at the end of the year. So it's up in the air. But Tom Luganville, ESPN's one of ESPN's favorite guys to put on the front of college football, claims the Longhorns will win the Big 12. I would be happy for the Longhorns to win the Big 12. That would help their head coach get some more time to actually turn that program all the way around. But we know ESPN, they propaganda. That's why Art Briles doesn't have his job right now. And it's a bunch of silly mess going on. And I'll say this real quick, and I'll probably say it before every preview. Just like we have all these things going on around the country with law enforcement, and people are saying law enforcement is asked to do too much, I think these head football coaches at universities are being asked to do too much. Art Briles and all these other coaches don't have a remote control that they can control with their players' private parts or what their actions are. They can't go good boy, bad boy with a remote control. So what a lot of times we ask these coaches to do is irrational. And I think it's funny that it came from ESPN, this Outside the Lines report, the same people who promote Ashley Madison every single day on their television network, which I don't know why Baylor fans fell for that, being that it's a Christian university, when one of the worst things in that type of atmosphere is adultery. And ESPN openly promotes adultery all the time. But that's just my thoughts. Let's get to Texas. Now, obviously they have two quarterbacks coming back. Gerard Swoops. I don't know who they're going to go with, but most likely they'll flip both of them. They got a new offensive coordinator, Sterling. That's with the Arizona State. And they also got a new receivers coach. Will that change everything around? I don't know. I think what will happen is it will definitely be some improvement there this year. And as I said before, 9-3 is what I will rate them, just because you got to give people room for some error. And I think if Strong goes 9-3, 10-2, his job is safe. But the following year, he'll need to compete for the, championship, not just the Big 12 championship, but the national championship. That's Texas standard. So first game on ABC versus Notre Dame. Notre Dame had a good year last year for the most part, but I think after what happened to him last year, Malik Jefferson being a freshman, all those freshmen playing, they remember how Notre Dame embarrassed them at Notre Dame. Notre Dame, I don't think, has the talent coming back that they had last year. I think Charlie Strong and the boys take it to them this time. And I think that's an easy 1-0. Next, they play UTEP. That's an easy 2-0. Cal lost their quarterback, as we all know, Jared Goff. If anybody remembers that game last year, it was neck and neck. I think Texas lost 49-46 or something like that. I think they lost the last second field goal. The guy missed it. That was a big thing. So that will definitely be a good competitive game, but I see the Longhorns taking that at Cal Berkeley, starting off 3-0. They go to Stillwater. Last year at home in Austin, they got some really bad calls by Big 12 officials when they played Oklahoma State. So I don't know how that's going to go down this year. Oklahoma State's always a tough one, but Charlie Strong, since he's been at Texas, he's beaten Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. He's beaten Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. So I think he goes to Stillwater, gets it done. Then obviously the big game, Red River Showdown in Dallas. I can't pick that game. That's one of the questionable losses I may put on there. I can't pick that game. That is a tough, tough game for the Longhorns. So I don't know. That's up in the air. I'm not going to pick that one. But then Iowa State comes in town the 15th of October. You know what happened with Iowa State last year at Iowa State. Longhorns are going to be very angry about that. That cost them a bowl game. New coach, he's a very improved coach, but strong in his third year at Texas. I say they blow out Iowa State at home. Then they go to Manhattan, Kansas. Coach Snyder will keep it very close for the first half by running the ball and, you know, keeping Texas's offense off the field. But I think in the third and fourth quarter, the Longhorns take off and they find a way to handle business in Manhattan, Kansas. Then Baylor comes to town, new coach. Should be a solid win. Texas Tech at Texas Tech will be a fight. We know that Texas Tech always, always brings problems. They always bring problems offensively. But if they can stop them and establish the run game with strong love, that should be an easy win. It's in Lubbock. It's always tough to win in Lubbock. But it looks like the Longhorns should be able to get that one done. Should. Not saying they will, should. West Virginia comes to Austin. Last year, that was another game that they should have won and would have got them bowl eligible. So I think Longhorns, you know, remember those moments, and especially with Gerard, Swoops being a junior, the receivers coming back. They only really lost one running back. Defense is going to be solid. Vance Befford is usually a solid D coordinator. I think they handle West Virginia at home. Lawrence, Kansas. I don't know if Kansas will ever get it together again. They made some terrible administration has made some terrible decisions as far as coaches in Kansas. But if Texas is undefeated at this point, Kansas will be the hardest game of the year, being that it's at Kansas, especially since they were picked to win the Big 12. That was a question mark. So it's all about what Texas' record is. I think they beat Kansas easily, but the game may be interesting. TCU 11-25 at home. Now, that is the one where it's another one like the Oklahoma game. That's up in the air. That's up in the air. TCU, Coach Patterson always has TCU ready to play. I don't care how you doubt them, what position you put them in. TCU is always ready to play. That will be a tough game. However, the Longhorns remember that butt-whooping last year at TCU, how the wide receivers talked to them and disrespected them, how the players disrespected them and said, we're the new face of the Big 12. So it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a dog fight. But that's one of those games that's up in the air. So I said 9-3. I correct myself. I say 10-2. They're two toughest ones being Oklahoma and TCU, maybe even Texas Tech if they go 9-3. But they're looking like they could go 10-2, which would keep Charlie Strong his job. But looking at the schedule, they very well could go 12-0. But Charlie Strong's first year at Texas, I thought they would go 12-0. And nothing happened. It turned out to be a really bad 6-6 season. So I want to say 9-3, 10-2 for the Longhorns, because saying 12-0 is just putting way too much pressure on them. And I just don't think they're ready to be. Next year, Swoop's a senior, and the other kid, Gerard, a junior, then okay, yeah. Now we got something to talk about. Then I can say they should go 12-0, but not yet this year. They can get double-digit wins, but, you know, it's going to be hurtful. Now, as far as their receivers that are going to be solid, John Burt and Amani Foreman have done some amazing things with Hurd and Swoops. Those two guys are both you know, Form is a junior, so he's ready to go. But John Burt's a sophomore. He was sensational last year as a freshman. So he's really going to be a great asset. DeAndre McNeil was solid last year. He's going to be a big asset to those guys. They also have some good backup QBs. You know, they got Trey Holtz. He's a senior. He's a backup QB. Ty Loxley, backup QB. Shane Bushel, backup. You know, Jimmy Greenwood, backup QB. Matthew Merrick, backup QB. So they got about 5 or 6 QBs. I guess that's why they got a new quarterback, Stokes, and an OC. Their QBs are solid, along with the two they have at the front that have, we've already seen with playing time. Texas got to be pretty big, pretty stacked roster. I hope they can get it done. If they can't get it done, I hope they can win 10 games, and then that next year they should be very, very scary, very, very explosive. You know, offensive line, they got Patrick Vahey. He's a sophomore now. He was very, you know, intense last year as a freshman. I already talked about Malik Jefferson earlier as a freshman. The DB who was a part of the controversy last year, Chris Boyd, when they did the retweeting about, I should have went to this college or that college after the TCU whooping, when they're, you know, talking on their phones at halftime. That's another thing that gets on my nerves with this young generation. I know we want to be in tune, but, man, turn your phones off, all communications during the game. Turn it off. It's football. You can do it afterwards. I hate that crap. I miss the old days when you could watch football, be into the game, and then talk about everything afterwards. Everybody needs to do this at halftime. Or say that, just let people play football and coach before the game, after the game. Those are the media days I miss. Just let people play football, let them coach, and stop being caught up in this Twitter universe that we're obsessed with these days. The social media obsession is ridiculous. I like it. So as fans, as people that love Big 12 football can communicate. But other than that, everybody's little opinion, everybody's little argument, it gets old after a while. Make your statement, make your argument, live your life, move on. Don't make it such a big scene about every little thing. That's what's driving me crazy about social media. I love it because I connect with Big 12 fans, but I hate it because some people just go overboard and they don't know how to just make their point and move on. They just want to keep stuff going. All right, guys, that is really Texas's preview. Charlie Strong, third year. Gerard Hurd, second year. Tyrone Swoops, third year. All those underclassmen, all those freshmen who started last year have a year under their belt. They did pretty good. They won 2 games they shouldn't have won last year with Baylor and Oklahoma, but they also lost some games that they should have won with West Virginia and Iowa State. Now, we got about a month. We got about 5.5 weeks until kickoff. So I just hope it's an exciting season with no drama, nobody getting fired in the middle of the season, no scandals. And when I say no drama, I don't mean like fun football games. We want fun football games, but I'm talking about the off-the-field obsession that we know ESPN and other people are going to try and bring during the middle of the season and make football a soap opera, except for what it is, and that's just football. Stuff goes wrong. There's issues we need to talk about, but I hate when some of these media sites make college football soap opera. It's a fun, enjoyable, enthusiastic, genuine game that most people love, and it reminds them of the days in college, and it's just got a different feel than the NFL game. Some people love college football. Some people love NFL. Some love both. I love college football. I like NFL. It's just a different type of feeling in the air on a college football Saturday. It's an amazing feeling on any campus across the United States of America. Big 12 Nation, this has been your Texas Longhorns preview. Next, I will talk about the Baylor Bears because I'm going to get them over with all the controversy. We'll see where they go. I still think they can go 6-6, 7-5, win a bowl game. But we will see. Our brows not being there, his staff not being there, is not going to be an easy task. Big 12 Nation, thank you guys. Baylor Bears next preview. Have a good one.